Went through so strong, and in England everything was number one. Tutti Frutti number one, no shot by me. All over Germany, Australia, every country.
The history of rock and roll.
Little Richard was on a plane to Australia in 1958 when he underwent his conversion and decided to leave the stage for the pulpit.
When I stopped singing, a plane was on fire.
4 years later, he changed his mind again and returned to performing, but his departure had cooled a red-hot career beyond salvation. Little Richard recalls his theological years for Rockumentary Microphones.
Well, I wasn't ever really what you call a minister, but I finished Oakwood College, and I received my Bachelor's of Art. Mm-hmm. Then I majored in theology. I minored in business administration and psychology. My grandfather's a minister, and two uncles are ministers, and I always wanted to know about God.
Good golly, Miss Molly, sure like the bone. Good golly, Miss Molly, sure like the bone. When you're rocking and rolling, can't hear your mama call. From the early, early morning to the early, early night, when the come is Molly rocking at the house of blue light. Good golly, Miss Molly.
Good golly, Miss Molly was riding high on the charts when the news broke of Little Richard's retirement. In 2 years of singing, he had done for the Scream what Andy Warhol did for the Campbell soup can, elevated it to an art form, not to mention his introduction of the foot to the piano keyboard. The record which ushered in this wild man, whose real name is Richard Penniman, was a nonsensical bombshell from 1956 called Tutti Frutti. Macon, Georgia, a small town which also contributed James Brown and Otis Redding, produced Little Richard on December 5th, 1935, the third in a family of 14 children. He began performing in church, where he developed his distinctive styles of singing and piano playing.
I started so young. I was Little Richard when I was 8 years old. You know, that's the reason I'm called Little Richard. I won the first talent show when I was 8 years old with Sister Rosetta Tharpe. That's when I started making records.
Lucy, baby, Sally's by my heart. Lucy,
1959 was also marked by an unusual record by the Drifters, whose lead singer at this point was Benny King. Jerry Lieber of the Lieber and Stoller writing team describes the first impact of There Goes My Baby, which featured an unusual string section arrangement.
I remember when we brought the tapes into Atlantic. Jerry Wexler was eating his tuna fish sandwich, and he said, "We can't put that out." Well, then he was kind. He said, "Look, fellas, you know, you can't come up with a winner every time." So we said, "Well, we think there's something interesting.
There's something
in there.
Attractive about it. I don't know, you know, like the song is not too great, and it sounds goofy. It sounds like two stations tuned in at once." I said, "But there's something very attractive about it. And I can't put my finger." Attractive. Look, man, that ain't no hit record.
Harrison had a number one record the year after Little Richard quit with his version of a blues standard, slightly modified for the pop market, but still displaying the standard blues structure of verse, repeat verse, and answer line.
Going to Kansas City.
History of rock and roll continues in a moment.
History of rock and roll.
Oh, over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says.
Lloyd Price has had a long career in rhythm and blues. Some of his memorable hits are Lottie Miss Claudie, Just Because, Stagger Lee, and I'm Gonna Get Married. But in 1959, personality was the one that everyone was talking about. And it was a very good year for another singer with a string of hits, the late Jesse Belvin, who sweetened the hit parade with Guess Who?
Someone really loves you. Guess Who?
Black silk.
1959 also saw the beginning of Brook Benton, a songwriter with more than 300 tunes to his credit. He was 28 years old when he recorded It's Just a Matter of Time.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time.
Go on, go on,
until you reach the end of the line. But you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time.
An early R&B group from Chicago surfaced again that same year with a revival of an old standard. The Flamingos' hits included Golden Teardrops from 1953, and from 1955, A Kiss from Your Lips and I'll Be Home. But 59 was the year for I Only Have Eyes for You.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
Ladies and gentlemen, the history of rock and roll presents next the voice of the late Sam Cooke.
I was in Los Angeles at the Shrine Auditorium.
On the rockumentary, the voice of the late Sam Cooke.
And a fellow approached me about singing some ballads, you know. He said, I think you got a nice voice for ballads. He said, I think we should go in and try a few. So I told him, well, I'll think about it. So about 8 months later, I came back to Los Angeles. So we got together and we went in and cut some ballads. And that's how the whole thing got started. There I had you send me.
The history of rock and roll.
Darling, you send me. I know you send me. Darling, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do.
In a Hollywood motel on December 11, 1964, three shots ended the career of Sam Cooke, who within only 6 years had sold more than 15 million records.
I was born by the river. Go mystery. Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. Shake, twist and loop, twist and loop. Cupid, draw back your bow. I'm in a sad mood tonight.
The son of a Chicago minister, Sam Cooke began singing with gospel groups in the early 50s. Among them, the Highway QCs and the Soul Stirrers. His first record as a solo artist was You Send Me, which sold more than 2.5 million copies. Another big hit came in 1962, this record, which featured a second vocal by Lou Rawls, who grew up in the same area as Sam, and also served an apprenticeship in a gospel group, the Pilgrim Travelers.
If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it all home to me, yeah,
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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
He asked me to come out of the office and go on the road with him, become his manager. We were partners, and we went to Europe. It's 1962.
J.W. Alexander, Sam Cooke's manager, recalls the writing of one of Sam Cooke's most popular songs.
While there, he wrote a tune, Another Saturday Night. It was a true thing, you know, like we just gotten paid and sitting around the dressing room with nothing going. So this was his motivation or inspiration, whatever you call it, for writing Another Saturday Night.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody.
We're now midway through the rhythm and blues portion of the history of rock and roll, which features more records by Sam Cooke and other major artists during upcoming chapters. In addition to interviews with the people who created the sounds of yesterday and today, coming up, the way country music has combined with and influenced rock, the influence and assimilation of folk music, detailed excursions through the artistic outputs of the prime movers, and countless other big beat treats. The rockumentary resumes with a hyperthyroid blues hit from 1960 by an artist named after a shoe.
We are rock and roll.
Buster Brown was a plug-in version of Sonny Terry, the blind harmonica player who perfected the integration of voice and harmonica into a continuous flow. Despite the vitality of the song and its performance, Fannie Mae is an example of pure blues because of its structure and instrumentation. Another record on the charts at the same time as Fannie Mae was a song by the late Little Willie John, who'd established himself with a number titled Fever 4 years earlier. The last hit for the singer was a 1960 single, Sleep.
Yeah.
and Mike Stoller have written songs for the Coasters, Elvis Presley, the Drifters, Laverne Baker, the Rolling Stones, the Monkees, and scores of other rock and rhythm and blues singers during the past 15 years. They were the first independent rock and roll record producers, responsible for hits such as Yakety Yak, Spanish Harlem, Save the Last Dance for Me, Searching, and There Goes My Baby. In a moment, the words and work of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller on the history of rock and roll.